We bless you, Father. We bless you, Father. Magnify you. Thank you for what you're doing among us. Lord, you're giving us all the building material that we need for this revival. Lord, you said that if any man would come before you, hate not father, mother, brother, sister, and his own life also, he was not worthy to be your disciple. But Lord, if he did, then you promised us that you'd give us all the building material that we needed to complete our journey into Christ. And we give you all the praise and glory. We thank you, Lord, that we receive these things in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Would you turn to somebody and say, you know, you're sitting next to a world-class conqueror? Hallelujah. Homer, how can they look at your YouTube testimony? There's a testimony on YouTube right now going out there. It's on Facebook. Okay. It is going to be on YouTube. It's of our Pastor Homer's miracles that he's walking into. Hallelujah. Where he's been and where he's at and where he's going. Praise God. Well, you're sitting here tonight because you're a conqueror. What you've got promised to you, you've got promised to you that if you don't stop, you're going to get all of the building material that's necessary to go in and finish your course. One time I was here, I think it was Miss Barbara was praying, and Vinny, how many of you have seen that duet, that tandem, that strong tandem that comes running down the track every once in a while, all the time. They were praying, and I think it was after service, and I began to see, this is one of those times where I saw one of those visions. It was more of an inward than anything else. But I saw there was a table spread, and I knew it was a heavenly table. I knew it was something supernatural. And I knew that it was being provided for, everything that we were doing to walk into God. And it seemed like that there was all these different things that were sitting on the table, and you'd open up one thing and then another. But every bit of it was the supper that he was calling us to provide for Immokalee. The lame did not have to be lame anymore. The blind did not have to be blind anymore. The only thing that normally stops anybody from having any of that is everything that Jesus described in Luke chapter 14. He said what they did when they were called. In fact, he was at a supper, and then he began to note how that they jockeyed for the top places. And he said to the good man of the house, the man that had invited him, he said, look, when you call a supper, call not your rich friends and your family members, but do this. Call the blind, the maimed, the halt, the lame. Then you'll have reward of your Father which is in heaven. Then he went on to describe, he said, then there was this man, this rich man, who called a supper. And he said that he sent out his servant, and his servant went out, and he began to call them in. And he said they with one consent began to make excuse. One was, I have bought a piece of land and I cannot come. One, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I cannot come. Bought some farm equipment, I cannot come. And the worst one of all of them was, I have married a wife and she's keeping me from entering the ministry. How many have ever heard an excuse like that? Well, if I wasn't married to him or her or whatever. Then the good man said, look, go out into the highways and compel them to come in. The thing that stopped the first bunch was that they continued to do what they were doing. They got a call to come in. They got a call to come in, and what their call was this, that they were supposed to be part of those who helped serve. Now, is there any greater, Is there anything greater that God's ever going to do for you is in the days ahead, that when He exalts you to a place where you're going to get to serve this supper up. What I mean by that is you're going to be the ones. Look at your hands. These hands are going to lay hands on the sick. They will recover. The blind will see. The lame will walk. The deaf will hear. The dumb will speak. And all that come in here, we've been claiming it for years, there'll be none that'll come in and leave. They'll not be absolutely healed of the spirit. Well, I saw this thing, and I'll tell you what. Since it hasn't come to pass yet, I know we're secure, because I know this. He's taken us to that place called done. He's taken us to that place. He showed me in the spirit that that was going to take place. I haven't seen it yet. So I know until I get to that place where He showed me that I would see, we are in a secure place. Hallelujah. We're in a secure place. One time, I saw Him on the stage, I saw Him in heaven, and He stood up. He stood up, or He was standing up. I think I saw Him stand, and He began to move towards, and He said, "I am coming." When I knew that He was saying, "I was coming," he didn't mean that He was just coming in the end. He was coming to Immokalee. Immokalee is born again. Immokalee is filled with revival. Hallelujah. It's filled. And every single one of you, Jesus went on to say, look, the reason why the first bunch missed the opportunity, He said, look, well then, basically, if they're not going to come in, then go out in the highways and compel them to come in, that My Father's house will be full. And then He went on to describe, and He said, look, if any man, any woman, does not hate father, mother, brother, sister, their own life also. He wasn't talking about the vehement hate. He was talking about everything that you guys are doing, that we're doing on a continual basis, when we're saying, okay, look, there, what's in front of us? No quitting sense. Only revival. Only that which we know, that the blind see and the lame walk, and everything I need to do to go into that, Father, if it means spending more time in prayer, if it means spending more time in, what's that bad word? Fasting. It's still out there. Hallelujah. It's still available for us. But the amazing part is this. When you trade all that off, I mean, when you give Him this, what He promised was that. The man or woman who does that, He goes on to say, if a man does not hate his own life also, he cannot be My disciple. But He goes on to outline, if you do that, what's taking place is a guarantee, an ironclad guarantee, that you will in this life. As He said in another place, that man built his house upon a rock, and the winds blew, and the storm came, and the rains fell, and it could not shake him off the rock. Well, in this place, in Luke chapter 14, He said, any man who chooses to make himself My disciple, what He says is this, he's like the man who chooses to take the wisdom of God to say, look, whatever I'm facing, do I have the wisdom when it looks like, Candy said that those armies sometimes in the Old Testament looked like they were armies that they could not defeat. There was no way to defeat them. There was no way to defeat them. You could not defeat them in the natural. We're staring at things sometimes, it is just no way to defeat except He comes. But guess what? He is coming and has come. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, how could you decipher whether you could take 10,000 and whip 20,000? You can't. Normally you can't. That's a 2-to-1 odds. Well, you can't whip those things in your life without Him, without the Spirit of the living God. But here's your ironclad guarantee that if you choose Him first, if you choose Him first, all of everything, all the wisdom, all the understanding of heaven, all of the anointing of the Holy Spirit is made available for us. Hallelujah. Immokalee is in revival, and the Family Prayer Center goes on to good and better things. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I worship You. Why don't you lift those hands up just a little bit? Just magnify Him. We glorify You, Jesus. We glorify you. We choose this way. We choose this way. We choose this way, Lord. We glorify you. Blessings and honor. Blessings and honor. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We glorify you. Miracle working power. I exalt you, Jesus. I exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Let's just worship. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord.